countryman says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Hey, here we are, back in the woods here in North Dakota. And joining us is Skip in California. Skip, thank you for your patience, my friend. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been hearing you talk about the Trump speech, which I was fortunate enough to tune in on, I believe it was Thursday, the first one, and caught the whole thing that you were broadcasting. And it was great. For the most part, it was fantastic. And I agree with what you're saying, but it's what you're not saying that I'm calling about. And I've been thinking about it ever since the first speech, and which incidentally I haven't seen on TV at all. I mean, not talking about it, talking about all our fires. And by the way, I'm not on fire here. I'm just out in the California sun. But my thoughts go way back, and I've heard John Stottmiller bring it up. I've brought it up to his show. Chris Hinckley, they bring it up. And also brought up in the Naked Communist, Cleon Skousen. It's this Orwellian double talk, language change, you'll say. It's which disturbs me about what Trump said twice. He said it twice. I would think the president of the United States would know better than to say that, but I've heard other presidents say it also.
Okay, that what is it?
That is that he's calling us a democracy. We are not a democracy. We're not a democracy. And our founding fathers understood that. And that goes way back 500 years before Christ, the whole idea of a democracy and a republic. And I think our current history books and have been rewritten, and you go into a high school textbook and it'll say they're basically the same thing, a republic and a democracy, but they're not. They're not the same thing. If they have a president say that we're a democracy.
Skip, if I may address your point, which is very, very good. You're absolutely correct. We are not a democracy. The founders understood democracy was a bad thing, and much of the Constitution is structured around preventing democracy. However, if I may, yeah, just to defend...
Democracy's mob rule.
Yes.
And I know you understand that. I know you understand that.
Yeah, the founders were...
brought out.
Yeah, the founders were very well read, going all the way back to the classics of Greece and Rome. And so they were, you know, they were pretty clear on this. So the distinction between a republic and a democracy was very clear to the founders, and they spoke about it frequently. However, let me just offer this as my, you know, peanut gallery defense of the president using the term democracy. That he said the Democrats are trying to destroy our democracy. And
wrong.
He should have said our republic. You're right.
Right.
Let me venture this. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut the president would agree with you on that, that the best phrase would be, they are trying to destroy our republic. The reason he said, this is Kelso speaking now, the reason he said they're trying to destroy our democracy is this. The context in which he was speaking there, he was talking about the fact, you'll notice right before, the antecedent idea was that the Democrats are trying to reverse the 2016 election. And they're trying to take away the vote of patriots like you. And so the way what he's trying to express there is they're taking away your vote. They're taking away your voice as a patriot. And so the word that he reached for there is democracy. They're trying to destroy our democracy. That is your ability, Skip, to vote and for your vote to count. And, for it not to be reversed. And this is the thing that's happening. The part of the Trump phenomenon is this. Trump has exposed the fact that for many decades, and I'm sure you agree with this, Skip, our voting hasn't mattered. Because
true.
Whether you voted for George Bush or Bill Clinton, you got the same thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there wasn't a dime's worth of difference. So that's how they defeated your vote. And what Donald Trump did, he upset the apple cart here. He turned over the tables because he came in and your vote for the first time in your life or mine, our votes counted. So I wouldn't be too hard on the president for using the word democracy, because
I disagree.
Yeah, and I know, but also remember this, that the public out there, you know, is simply just widely viewed, you know, that we're a democratic nation, that we you know, your vote counts. Democracy is a kind of a sacred word with the public. That's just a fact. They're not as well educated as you are. Not many patriots, you know, have read as well as you have. You know, you mentioned Cleon Skousen. You know, not one in 500 Americans, and probably only one in 50 Mormons, can remember the name of the Mormon Cleon Skousen. I met Cleon Skousen. I also met his son Mark Skousen when I was a John Bircher. But the you're a real researcher.
I figured you at least knew the difference between a Republican and a democracy, and. But our current educational system is teaching us that's not the case. They're basically the same thing. I have high school textbooks that spell that out. They say it's about the same. Well, you go back to what we just discussed on John Stoutmiller's show. You go back to 1928 Army Field Manual and how it's changed since then. Somewhere around the New Deal, it changed. You know, by the 50s, we're calling ourselves a democracy. You got Bush out on a boat after the Iraq War, you know, hailing democracy. You got Trump saying our democracy. Where's this coming from? It's Orwellian, and
yes,
we're all buying it. It's wrong.
Yes, it is, of course. And then there are steps in that too. The demon rats, of course, they want Bernie Sanders is saying he wants he says a murderer. Bernie actually said this, folks, about what, you know, his idea of democracy. Everybody should vote. So that includes what? He actually said this. Murderers in prison should not lose their vote. Then the next thing, you'll love this one, Skip. You probably noticed this. The Democrats want to lower the vote. Remember, it was 21, and it got lowered to 18. See, everybody should vote, right?
Right.
Pure democracy.
Right.
They want to lower it to 16 and go even lower. But there's actually a serious Democrat proposal to lower the voting age to 16. So murderers can vote, children can vote. you get the idea.
I understand, and I understand what that's about. You know, that's because, you know, if you're not...
Oh, it gets worse. Not, Illegals can vote.
I mean, that's just flat wrong.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
Still, why
and,
is that,
and that is pure democracy,
you know,
exactly.
Call us a democracy when we're not. And the democracy is mob rule. A republic is rule of law.
Yes.
And, you know, if you want to have mob rule, then you get rid of the Electoral College. You know, you want to have mob rule, you go back to the French Revolution. You want to have mob rule, good luck for those that are in the 49%. You know, their rights are shot. They're gone.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this, you know, Skip, I'll tell you, the person who agrees with you on everything you just said, as much as I do, is Donald John Trump. He would agree with you.
Don't muddy the waters by calling us a democracy.
Well, okay, so, you know, a slight blip on the screen there.
It's not slight. That's not slight. That's huge.
Well, okay, call it huge. But, you know, Donald Trump is, you know, he can't hit every target with every shot. And so he's, my peanut gallery defense of the president on that. But you're right, Skip. And I just venture my speculation, the president would agree with you. And thank you. I'm very glad you got to hear that Thursday speech in Minneapolis. Go ahead when you get a chance and listen
great.
To a recording.
Yeah, I burst out laughing a few times. That was great.
Yeah, it was.
All right. I got to say my piece.
Okay. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for waiting. All right, folks, let's what's another bit of good news here? You know, and by the way, I had a realization. I was talking with one of the listeners who was calling me. You can call me, by the way, if you want. Skip, anybody. You want to call Kelso personally. You got your pencil handy? 701-317-5317. That's my cell phone number. I'm holding the phone right now in my hand right here, and I'm going to mute it. Let me mute it. Oh, I found out, you know, you can mute your phone. This is kind of a neat feature. Just take your, you know, I have an Android phone, and if I just set it face down on a table, it mutes the ring and everything. I don't have to press a button. I just noticed that somehow on a screen. It just set your phone down on its face, and you're not interrupting a concert or your radio show or whatever. But you can call me at 701-317-5317. I love talking with you folks. And I love even talking with all of you. But I had an epiphany about this show. What's the value of this show? In case you hadn't heard, this show, I thought we had a little show with a little audience. And I loved it. And I would be happy with that. But it turns out something we're doing is working for people. And this show has turned into a big show. Number 14 on the TalkStream Live Top 100. Whoa! I didn't, no idea about that. I didn't even know what the TalkStream Live 100 was. You know, I'm not on Twitter, or Facebook, or Instagram. I'm not on any social media. I don't have a website. I have in years past, but this radio show is all I do. And so I didn't know that the show had grown to be like a behemoth. I mean, am I exaggerating? But number 14 on the TalkStream Live Top 100, that's a big deal. Guys like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, or some of these big names, are on that top 100. So, well, why? How did we get to be that successful? Well, I had a realization. It's because we're encouraging. It's one of the reasons. First, the fact that we deal with the Trump phenomenon and that we observed, you know, the Donald Trump we predicted or, you know, concluded was the real deal. That's one reason for the success. But another reason is this show has always tried to make you feel better about our chances as patriots and to leave you at the end of the show feeling better about your chances and your families than when we started the show. And I've always felt bad. Sometimes I've had shows where I know I depressed you. And I felt very bad at the end of those shows. And I realized what it was. I'm not trying to censor the show, but I'm telling you, when I got those calls from people who just don't like Donald Trump and just wanted to nitpick and, you know, cavil about Donald Trump and use up a lot of the time, it was, you know, the way we used to say it back in the 60s, it was a downer. I've never used any drugs. I've actually never taken a drug or a prescription in my life. Can you believe that? I've never actually seriously been to a doctor in my life. But anyway, I must take the same vitamins Donald Trump does. But the, I don't take vitamins either. Those are discouraging. And so I don't want to I'm not going to censor the show, but I'm also not going to take long calls about people who want to poo-poo Donald Trump. I've always viewed, I've thought in the past, those were good calls because this is a chance to try to, you know, answer some of the critiques or the, you know, problems people have with Trump. But I'm kind of thinking, you know what? There's so much good news. There's so much encouraging, wonderful stuff like that clip I started the show with, a bullshit impeachment. I really want to concentrate on that so I make sure that by the end of the show, you're charged, you're pumped up the way Donald Trump, you know, he leaves his audience. I mean, those people float out of the arena. Their feet aren't even touching the ground. I know, I've been to two of those rallies and your feet are actually off the floor several inches. You float to your car. It's such a high experience. So I want to kind of, you know, imitate that a little bit. You know, when I've said the Trump phenomenon is he's teaching us how to win. Well, maybe he's teaching us how to do a radio show. How about that? How do you like them apples? How to motivate patriots. When I say how to win what? You know, win at persuading people to save themselves, persuading your kinsmen to save their civilization. That's what we mean by winning. He's teaching us how to do that. And so, look at what he's done. I study his speeches. I'm listening very hard. I use the example of the colorful language. I've thought over my years doing radio, going years before Trump, I wondered, you know, like, okay, spicy language, you know, should I knock it off? Should I do it? Should I knock it off? So on. I've vacillated back and forth. Donald Trump has convinced me, you know what, use a few good words. And by the way, I don't have the clip handy. Shame on me. I should have my clips better organized for you so I can just play it. In his speech in Louisiana, in Lake Charles, if you haven't been there, that's down in the southwest corner of Louisiana on the Gulf there, close to the Gulf. The oil country, natural gas country. Everybody's got a natural gas well in their front yard. You drive along the coast there. Donald Trump, the crowd just went wild when he says, "Oh, I get in trouble for my bad language." He said, "My bad language." He said, "The other day I got in real trouble because I used the word hell." Oh, that's bad language to say hell. And the crowd was going just wild. And of course, you know, there are lots of churchgoers there in Louisiana and in a Trump crowd, lots of evangelicals. And, you know, there's lots of discussions about using wholesome language at home and so on among very pious and faithful people and so on. So his audience is hearing what he's saying, but he's going, "Oh, boy, that word hell, that's a bad word." He says, "Oh, hell, you know, I use words like that." And he's telling us, you know, that's the way we really talk. A preacher wouldn't use that word, but this is not a sermon. So you want to take those words out of a sermon, but for political motivation, they're very appropriate. And then he said, you know, "Oh, come on." He says, look at what the other side does. He used the example of somebody called Jay-Z. I don't know who the hell Jay-Z is. And then somebody else, you know, 50 Cent or somebody. He says, there were F-bombs everywhere. Everything they say is F-bombs. But that's okay with the Democrats, but they're going to criticize me for using the word hell. And then we could add a few of the other words that he uses. The engineer is telling me these are rappers, Kelso. Now I'm getting a note here from my producer, my 8-year-old son. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay. Let us go to another news story now. That was just a little aside there on sort of the direction of the show. Here's a great headline in Breitbart. Let's turn to Breitbart for a moment. Donald Trump taunts Hunter Biden as he leaves the board of the Chinese investment firm. You're going to love this story. This is so cool, folks. President Donald Trump, this is a story today from Charlie Spearing. President Donald Trump continued taunting former Vice President Joe Biden's son on Sunday after Hunter Biden announced, this is today, he was stepping down from a Chinese investment firm. Now, by the way, let's get into the story. Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? Trump asks. We'll be right back asking the question, where is Hunter? Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
Hey, that's what we're trying to do here, folks. And I'll tell you, you know, Donald Trump has raised our sights. For me personally, I've raised my sights about what I, you know, want to do, what I want to accomplish with the time I have left on Earth. And, you know, I'm less cavalier than I was about things I do. I'm more serious and I want to make it count. So not to get too personal on this show, but I'm telling you, it affects every aspect of my family and what I do, my view of myself as a father and the future of my children, my daughter and my son. I am a better person because of Donald Trump. And I think a lot of people, this has happened to a lot of people. I've been very encouraged by Donald Trump. The cynicism that I've, you know, everybody's got some cynicism. You get burned, you get beaten up by the political system for your whole life. You get disappointed again and again and again. It just can't leave you untouched. But Donald Trump is helping us. And that's what you feel at these rallies. You feel this weight lifting off of you. of, you know, like, hey, we could win. And all of us in that arena, you know, like if you're in an arena like the Target Center, let me tell you, it's 22,000 people, folks. That's big. Everybody in there is a winner. When was the last time you were in a crowd of 22,000 winners? Every one of them just a dedicated, well, you know, there's a kind of a filter that's going on there. Every person that's in that arena with you has been waiting for hours and hours, sometimes for days. That's not that common. In the case of the Target Center, I think there was a group of people that started lining up in, like early in the morning. It was still dark. So let's see, that would be like, you know, a little bit more than 12 hours before the event. But everybody in the event has been waiting a long time. Some of them drove a long ways. In other words, they really, really believe in what they're doing. These are the best people in your area. So you're in a crowd of complete winners. Nobody's drunk. Nobody's brawling. People aren't pawing each other. People aren't making out in the back aisle. they're there for the right reasons. there's no rappers. So the Donald Trump joked about that. He was at, I think it was at Minneapolis. He said, look at these crowds that we get. And he says, and he people accuse him of being an egotist and so on. He's not. He's actually a modest man. You can tell it. He really is. He's an incredibly successful man. So, you know, he's not a phony that says, you know, I'm nobody. He's not like Jimmy Carter, you know, like, oh, I'm just one of the people here and I got my peanut farm. No, he doesn't do that. He doesn't fake it. But he is a modest man. And he said, what did he say? Now I'm forgetting what he said. He said, look how big these rallies are. And the, oh heck, I forgot my thought. All right, we'll come back to it in a moment. It'll come back to me. Let's go back to the article we were reading. What he was talking about, though, was how encouraging it is for all these people. Oh, I know what he was saying. This is the anecdote. He said, look at these crowds that I have. He said, and I had a friend who was talking with me about it. He said, Mr. President, how do you get? He said, come on, call me Donald. I've known you for 30 years. He says, well, Mr. President, he says, you've got these crowds everywhere you go and you do it and you don't even have a guitar. That was the joke there. He's just a guy talking. You know, can you imagine having to sit through an hour and a half of Joe Biden? How about for Payne? How about an hour and a half of Hillary Clinton? How about an hour and a half of Kamala Harris? Pocahontas? Cory Booker? I mean, this would be a good national poll out there. You know, if you raise your hand, which one would be more painful? Which one would you pay more money not to have to hear? Let me think of who are some of the others on their list there. This guy, Ying Yang, who wants to give everybody $1,000. He keeps raising it, too. He wants to give you more than $1,000 now. what are some of the other losers there? Oh, my God. We'll be right back with, we're going to continue with the story about Hunter. Talk about a loser, and the president called him a loser. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John. Hey, we're back, folks. Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. We got Dr. Kelly in California and Kenny in Louisiana. Dr. Kelly, you're on the air.
Thank you, and pardon me, I'm chewing on a steak sandwich spelled S-T-E-A-O-C in honor of that freshman congresswoman up there. And just wanted to thank you for your work and know that Eric Swalwell was indicted last week, and I'd like to see the actual copy, whether it's a county, a state, or a federal grand jury indictment, and how many counts, for illegal campaign contributions that he accepted, and it was in the amount of about $36,000-ish, and it was a local developer in Alameda County.
Well, this is great. This is great news. This is so good, Dr. Kelly. We can put this in the humor department,
yes.
Because Eric Swalwell, folks, is such a joke. So many of these demon rats are such jokes, but it's wonderful to hear that Eric Swalwell is going down hard.
Yeah, and Chris and I have taken to Haute Couture. We're going to design T-shirts. The front is going to say, "Hey, Beto, come and toke it." And put a 3-foot bong on the front of the T-shirt, and then the back of it Chris designed. It's going to be a milk carton with Hunter Biden's face on it.
Oh, nice. Well, speaking of T-shirts, you just read my mind, Dr. Kelly. Thank you.
Anytime.
Still in the humor department. Here, I'm at the official Donald Trump website, DonaldTrump.com, shop DonaldTrump.com, where you can buy your T-shirts for the upcoming election. And buy some of these shirts, folks, and wear them around. Be aware of your environment while you're wearing them. Just a little joke there. Can you hear me, Dr. Kelly?
Oh, absolutely. And then okay, Kamala Harris has, I know Mayor Brown's Willie, but I don't know Kavanaugh's, Justice Kavanaugh's.
Here's the new T-shirt. This is a T-shirt. At the official Donald Trump website, you can buy a T-shirt, a black T-shirt with a white blazoned across the front that says, "Where's Hunter?" And this comes out of, yeah. This comes out of, as I said, the president's speech in Minneapolis, where he said, "Where's Hunter? The guy's disappeared." And now there's news today that Hunter is saying, I'm not going to join any more foreign corporation boards and so on, et cetera. So the president says today, I'll get to that tweet if I can find it. The president, we'll get to the president's tweets. There's some brilliant tweets today. He says, "Whoa! He's not going to join any more boards? Ooh, how many boards is he on?" Now, this is a guy, folks. He's a total loser. He is. He was thrown out of the Navy for drugs. He's. He returned a rental car with a coke pipe in it. He's a drug head, complete loser.
Yep.
The Biden family has been making money off of political office for their whole lives. The whole family, including Joe Biden's brother, James, they've bragged about it. So these people are going down hard, just like Eric Swalwell. But now, here's some more funniness, Dr. Kelly. Here you can get your Where's Hunter T-shirt for $25. Kind of generally what these things go for is about $25. And the So $25, and here's what it says on the site. First, he was fired by the Navy. When have you seen a T-shirt with a promo like this? First, he was fired by the Navy. Then he made millions of dollars from overseas companies while his father was vice president. Now, he's nowhere to be found. Where is Hunter Biden? Get your limited edition Where's Hunter T-shirt while supplies last. Made in the USA, not Ukraine or China. And then here's the funniest part. No prior experience required.
He's biding his time, all right, just like before.
The president's making the joke, folks. I mean, it's not a joke. It's not funny. Hunter Biden has no experience at anything. He doesn't know anything about oil, anything about gas, anything about corporations, anything about investing or equity. And then there's another line that says, no prior experience required to get your T-shirt. And no actual work required. Oh, folks, this is corruption on the biggest scale. And the demon rats, you know, Dr. Kelly, this is so beautiful. This is why I don't want Joe Biden to withdraw. Please, Joe Biden, don't withdraw from the race. Please stay in there. Fight like hell. Because we need you in this race. Because you're dirtying up the Democrat Party, and you know you're doing something. You know there are lots of good folks out there who are. You know we all know somebody who's still voting Democrat. I mean, maybe some of you really have blessed lives and really good friends, and you don't know anybody who's a good person who's still voting Democrat. But most of us still do. You even might know family members, great people, best, you know, and who are still voting Democrat. And why are they voting Democrat? Well, you know, so much that people do. Because they used to, or because their parents did. And so they feel there's some kind of a, you know, like loyalty issue. You know, you can't, you know, your mom, your dad voted Democrat. I can't, you know, I got to vote. Listen, folks, we need a guy like Joe Biden to finally persuade these good people who vote Democrat still to stop, to knock it off. And so, Dr. Kelly, somebody like Joe Biden, he's so bad. He smells so bad with his son and his brother that that's the kind of medicine that's needed to get good people that we know to, you know, lay off the Democrat stuff. Just knock it off. Don't do it anymore. And, you know, go ahead and vote Republican. What do you think about that, Dr. Kelly?
Well, I really appreciate folks like Rosa Corey, Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. And these are the, you know, these are the historical, old-fashioned folks that are used to a Kennedy, maybe, you know, someone that actually still has their values and is more of the Democratic Republic kind of man or woman rather than the usurped demon rat man or woman. And Joe, shut your mouth. You're giving the party a red eye and a black eye all in the same felled swoop.
we need Joe Biden out there. We need him on TV as much as possible, putting his foot in his mouth as much as possible. We want him now. Oh, folks, more encouragement along the lines of making this show something that you're glad you heard this show. The demon rat debate is coming up. Is it? It is October. Their debate is on the, help me people, I think it's on the 15th. The 12 of them, they're in a town in Ohio, in the middle of Ohio near Columbus. We're not going to want to miss this. And you know what? It probably will be contemporaneous with this show. Probably their debate will be on the air while we're on the air. So maybe we can drop in on I call it the Democrat dumpster fire debate. Because can you imagine? I think Cooper Anderson is one of the, Anderson Cooper. I'm sorry, Anderson Cooper.
And seriously, the burning dumpster is exactly their logo for that whole demon rat party. And there was a picture of a burning dumpster with Trump's photos on it. It was sort of like a cartoon or a comic in the Reno News and Reviewer. Yeah, Reno News and Review, R&R, super libtard, losers, liars, cheaters paper. And someone actually made a Christmas ornament, modeled after the burning dumpster. And they're trying to burn all their wrongdoings. And but you can't do it fast enough, people. Burn.
I use the dumpster fire image. I'm not sure exactly what I'm saying by that, but a dumpster fire is sort of the idea of a total wipeout. You know, just it's just trash, burning trash, and so you're going to have a washed up, burned out Bernie Sanders after his heart attack. You know, here's a guy who's like pushing 80, and he's had a heart attack. And he wants you to vote for him for president. I mean, come on, give me a break. So he's going to be standing there, trying to stand a little. He's usually hunched over, he's going to try to probably stand a little. They'll probably put like a curtain rod or something in his coat jacket to kind of get him more straight. Then you'll have Pocahontas. She has embarrassed herself. She is in the last 2 weeks. She's endorsed so many left-wing things. Then you're going to have Joe Biden up there and Anderson Cooper. How can Anderson Cooper look himself in the mirror if he doesn't ask about Hunter? I mean, if they go through that, I think it's a 2-hour debate. If they go through 2 hours of debate without asking where's Hunter Biden, and by the way, imagine this, Dr. Kelly. Imagine that Anderson Cooper says, "Well, you know, the world wants to know, Joe." Mr. Biden, Vice President Biden, whatever you want to call this rat, how much money has your son made on these boards of directors? How much money has he made? And now he's going to say, "Oh, I don't know. I don't talk to my." Oh yeah, right. But get him to lie. Oh, I don't talk to my son about that. Right. You flew over in Air Force 2 to Shanghai, I think it was, somewhere in China, with Vice President Joe Biden and you fly back with $1 billion, later raised to $1.5 billion. You fly back with $1.5 billion in your back pocket.
Maybe somebody can hack the microphone and ask that question during the debate.
Well, but what I'm saying is, any way it goes, we win. Because if Anderson Cooper and whoever else the hell is going to be asking questions doesn't ask that question, the public, the media has outed itself once again as the frauds that they are, and so on, et cetera. You know, if they don't ask, they've got to ask Bernie Sanders about his health. Come on, you have a heart attack, and that's like immoral. Telling the American people, I want to be your president, even though I'm a coronary patient, and I'm going to start out that way. You don't need to worry about me having a heart attack, maybe in office. I already had my heart attack. So, you know.
Yeah, it's all that radiation in Las Vegas interfering with the voltage-gated calcium channels
in
the body.
But that's immoral. You're proposing that you would be the president of the United States, the commander-in-chief, the most important person in the country, with the nuclear football always by your side, and you're a coronary patient, and you're proposing that people vote. That's immoral. That's a
personal
choice.
Yeah, because then we might put a vice president underneath him, or worse, the speaker of the House.
Well, if he had any integrity, when he had his heart attack, he should have said from his hospital bed, I respectfully would withdraw my name from nomination because obviously, I'm a coronary patient. I shouldn't be running for president. But anyway, so that's why I say this is going to be too much fun on the 15th, which is just what? This is the 13th. So that's Tuesday night from Ohio. We'll be covering it right here. And let me just give you a little bit more here, Dr. Kelly. I'm at the President Trump website as to the different hats and things you can buy. And let me just look at some of them. I'm just looking here at some of your choices. You've got well, where is it? I was looking at the cart here. The shirts you can buy, apparel. You can buy Trump stuff. It's really a cool website now. They've got all kinds of neat shirts. One that says four more years for Trump, women for Trump. Let's see another one here. Let me look at another page. And you're seeing these at the rallies now. A lot of really cool Trump attire. Let's see here.
Oh, and here's a good shirt for Bernie. Hillary stole my heart and my election.
Yeah, Hillary stole my heart. Yeah, here's a onesie for your baby. Here's a onesie for your 6-month-old baby. Trump in 2020. You gotta get one of those for your baby. Come on. Veterans for Trump, that's handsome.
Yeah, and like a sweater one for your dog and your cat in the wintertime.
Yeah, here's one. Remember, what's his name? Was it Chris Cuomo? Yeah, it was Chris Cuomo who came unhinged when somebody called him Fredo, from the Godfather movie, and was a loser. So here's a T-shirt that says, this is Trump just going wild on the media. He's actually offering a T-shirt for $34, a little premium on this because it's got a beautiful graphic on it. It says, Fredo Unhinged. Text Fredo to 88022. and three pictures of Chris Cuomo in his tough guy baseball hat where he was telling the guy he was going to punch him out for calling him Fredo. Let's see, here's another one. Here's a great one that's like a football jersey with the number Stand Up for America with a big jersey numeral 45 in it, of course the president's presidential national number. Here's one with a nice logo of the Space Force that the president has created, and it says Space Force on it. So that's a way you can like support Trump without, if you want to be a little subtle about your support for Trump, wear the Space Force shirt. Or Stand Up for America with 45 on it, like a football jersey. Here's one, Build the Wall. I like this shirt. I see a pretty girl wearing Build the Wall. and which you can have for $20. Hey, that's a good deal. And let me see if I see any other. There's Ware's Hunter. Here's one with. Here's one with a picture of Adam Schiff with a clown nose, a red ball stuck on the end of his nose, and it says, "Text Trump to 88022." I guess that may be the Trump website, but it's called the Pencil Neck Adam Schiff T-shirt. Premium price on that, $34. We'll be right back with our last segment. Dr. Kelly, always fun. Thank you. We'll go to Kitty in Louisiana right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hey, we're back, folks. And let's go to our caller in Louisiana, Kenny. Thanks for calling, Kenny.
Hi, good afternoon. I always enjoy it when she calls in, Dr. Kelly. She sparks a good discussion, and I enjoy listening to her. I was going to
thank you. We enjoy you, Kenny. You know, I used to live in Louisiana. I used to live in I used to live in Mandeville, and then I lived in Covington. What corner of Louisiana are you in? What area?
Shreveport? Shreveport, yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, boy, I'll tell you what, that event in Lake Charles, which is just south of you, man, that was something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Now, we're losing your signal there a little bit. Is there a way you can tune up your signal? Come in, Kenny. We're losing Kenny. Kenny, if you want to try calling back to get a better connection, go ahead, but we'll have to drop the call because we're just not hearing anything. Let me go back to we're just having fun now, folks. And this is great. I've never looked at this before. Trump stuff that you can get, that you can buy. And, you know, this is there's a reason that political campaigns sell this stuff, because it works. You can get a Trump mug, nice colors, nice looking mugs. You can get a Trump glasses, drinking glasses. You can get Trump beverage coolers. You can get a Trump Pence flag, Keep America Great, nice blue and white and red flag. It's nice. Some of this stuff is modeled by some mighty nice looking ladies here in the paraphernalia catalog here. You can get Trump Pence cups. Let me see. And you can get Trump Pence swimsuits. Ooh, girls, take a look at the Trump Pence one piece swimsuits. I want to see you in. Ooh, okay. Make America Great, says from both of these ladies. And then, guys, you can get a pair of swim shorts. You can get banners. How about for your dog? There's a MAGA collar for your dog with an American flag on it and MAGA written there. You want that. And then that's $15. But you want to attach it to your MAGA pet leash, which is only $16. So you're styling when you get that. You walk your dog with that thing. If you're walking your dog with that thing, the girl in the Make America Great Again one piece swimsuit might notice you. Let's see here. We've got here. There's a dog hoodie. Winter coming up here. Donald Trump dog hoodie in blue and white. You can get a Trump dog collar in red, white, and blue with a leash. You can get here's a coffee cup you can get. I love waking up and remembering that Donald Trump is president. Get yourself one of those. Thanks everybody for listening. That was fun. See you tomorrow night in the Trump Clubhouse. Go long.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.